advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
Need some energy. I feel like if I drink a Red Bull in the morning, I'm good. Like, I drink a coffee, and then a little while later, drink a Red Bull. And then, like, at night, if I drink a Red Bull, fucking...
Puts you asleep?
No, it, like, fucks me. Like, makes me all jittery.
Oh, really?
And fucking my vision weird. Yeah,
I can't drink that shit.
I love Red Bull. I haven't had Red Bull in so long, man. I miss that shit. Like, it's... You know what used to happen, though, is, like, when I worked at the car lot and when I used to work at Best Buy... Like the car lot, it was all Rockstar. Everybody fucking drank Rockstars, dude. And so we drink them and like it got you through the day. But the next fucking morning, dude, I was wrecked. Yeah. Same thing at Best Buy. They fucking come around and give you a full throttle. Those tasted like shit.
Garbage. It's like the NOS.
But it was like this, like, it was like an acquired taste. So you started to like fucking, it was the addictive thing. I just put you past it. But man, those are the days where like, and I haven't had one of those days in a long time. Where you'd be like in the shower and it's like, man, I know I got enough fucking sleep, but you're just like leaning against the fucking wall, water hitting your face. Right. You just can't wake up. You want to go back to sleep. You're coming
like
every excuse. I never feel like that anymore though, ever. But I missed fucking coffee, man. I'll have my decaf cup every once in a while. But dude, I missed the ability to have the pick me up when you're like, I gotta get some shit done.
Right.
And normally you'd be like, fuck, I'm gonna get some coffee. I'll get a Red Bull and you can tear some shit up. I just fucking don't have that option anymore.
No, I just, cause I can deal with decaf most of the time. Cause usually when I want coffee, I just want a cup of coffee. The caffeine is a side effect. Right. I just fucking love coffee and want it.
Yeah. Caffeine doesn't affect me the same,
but lately, I mean, since Vaughn with just endless sleepless nights, it's like in the morning, I just fucking need some goddamn coffee. Mm-hmm. Like I need it bad.
You see, we got a Dunkin' on 24th Street.
What?
There's a Dunkin' Donut on 24th Street.
Oh yeah. Garbage.
I've never been in one of those.
They're not very good.
It's not good. It's the same as the Orange Dunkin'. It's that coffee,
it's
right?
It's not the same. That's their coffee. At the place, though, it's better if you make it yourself. Hmm. Yeah.
That's their coffee.
I need dark.
But it's the same thing at Starbucks.
New York ruined me.
I mean, for the most part, if I have Starbucks beans, I can make a really good cup of coffee. And you're hit or miss when you go to a Starbucks.
Yeah. New York ruined me because I got back and I went and got coffee and it tastes like some watered down ass bullshit. Like,
and multiple times.
And I was just like, fuck, man. Like, and finally, like, I found like a gas station with like some hardcore coffee. Like, they had, it was dark brew.
Right.
Like, that shit was
good. I like
good.
It really dark too. Like, we had to break out the Keurig because we had a disagreement at home. Because I was putting like 5 scoops in the fucking thing. Yeah. Like, how much? 10 cups with this many scoops. And like, everyone else was disagreeing with me.
And the Keurig makes some water.
The Keurig I'm on decaf now, so I've acclimated, but I don't know, some like donut shop ones that are kind of okay.
They're medium roast.
Yeah. But on the diet, I got to drink a black roast, so I can't even have fucking anything.
There's a place called the San Francisco Bay Roasting Company, and I started buying Keurig pods from them because they're biodegradable. Mm-hmm. I just don't like using the plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, on my particular Keurig at home, there's a strong button.
Yeah.
And if I hit the strong button and tell it to do an 8-ounce cup instead of a 10-ounce cup, it's a fucking good, cup of coffee. It's like, wow, that's a fucking, that's a legit.
Mine, you just put less water in the cup when you pour it in there.
Right. Yeah, I've used multiple Keurigs and I can never get a cup I like.
But again, they're all totally different because if I take those same exact pods and take them to the older Keurig that I have at work, it's not nearly as good. It's an okay cup of coffee, but it's not good, you know?
I'm glad I'm not that particular.
I'm just like whatever.
So I've had bad coffee. I bought at Smart and Final, I bought Ambience. That it was just like some whatever because it had a giant box.
Brand. It's like the Safeway.
It was like
brand.
It's like their brand.
Oh, that shit you had here.
Actually, Safeway.
Oh, that was garbage.
Dude, it literally tastes like hot cardboard. It tastes like hot cardboard. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating.
I have to say the Safeway brand. It's at Albertsons and Vaughn's now. I don't know how far of the country this goes, but Man, their shit's good. Like the one in the bins
that you pulled down?
No, 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 I'm not talking about just I haven't tried the coffee. I was about to say a generic Safeway brand coffee, but then I was like, wait a minute. That shit might be good because their fucking ice cream's good. Like their shit is delicious.
It's not bad.
I might try it.
I actually bought some of the French roast on the pull down. It's the Vons, but it's the same shit. Yeah. And
well, that's what's there.
I use it because the thing is, I'll use it in, like, lately I've been on a big kick with my stovetop espresso maker, like the Italian aluminum espresso maker.
Yeah.
And the way it brews it, I realized, like, as long as it's a dark roast, it doesn't matter if it's like a really good dark roast or an okay dark roast. Like the way this thing brews it, it comes out amazing. So I was like, so this shit was on sale. I was like, so why should I spend fucking three times as much for coffee that's going to come out tasting exactly the same because I'm using this particular brewer?
Yeah.
Like if I was using drip coffee, I probably wouldn't have bought it because I think there would have been a difference in the taste.
Yeah.
But with this, I just, I can't perceive the difference. And I started using it and it's really good.
That's good.
I'm like decaf. I know you guys probably fucking hate on it. Everyone hates on decaf, but
I don't. I fucking love it. If it's good, if it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. When the alternative is death, you know, it tastes good.
Now, there's plenty of times where it'll be like
my scratch
at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I just really want a cup of coffee. The other thing is like with weight loss, if I'm like trying to lose weight, I seldom want anything sweet. Like that's not my, my downfall. I'm not a big sweets guy, but if I do want dessert, like a sweet dessert, I just drink a cup of coffee and it completely fills.
That's how I know. I'm getting
like, because normally I would have a brownie and a coffee or a piece of cake and a coffee. And it's like, oh, well, if I get rid of half of the equation and I just get the coffee, it's delicious and I'm satisfied.
I can't
and I'm
eat
good.
When I drink coffee. But that's how I know I'm getting old because I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm like, man, you know, it sounds good right now.
Cup of coffee.
Fucking cup of coffee.
Yep.
So, and that's my dessert. Like I'll eat dinner and I'll be like,
exactly.
Damn,
that's all I need. Yeah.
We do that once again. I know I said this about pie, but like Thanksgiving, we have coffee at night. Like everyone's done eating, we do all the shit.
Yeah.
Everyone always goes, oh, you want to put some coffee on? And we're like, fuck yeah, I want some coffee right now. Yeah. And then you break out the fucking pie and shit. Yep. Super good with it.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn you guys.
So
it's a good thing I'm nauseous.
Yeah. I'm
only thing keeping
I gotta go home and mow my lawn, so I'm not gonna be thinking about coffee. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to say there was a post
on the hedges, the porch looks bigger
on the fan group of people talking about how everyone was commenting on how their favorite episode was the Prescott Bush episode where we all lost our shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I downloaded the episode real quick just to listen to it. And I was
Senior Bush.
I was holding a pillow to my face so I wouldn't laugh out loud and wake Vaughn up and crying.
Yeah.
Listening to us lose our shit.
I have to admit there are some, like I'll go through the Instagram feed like every once in a while, like because I haven't listened to Brent will share the clip with me. I never listen to it. Like I don't fucking want to hear it.
Right.
But every once in a while I'll go back and I'll listen to like some of the Instagram feed clips. And it is kind of weird laughing at yourself, like you're, or whatever somebody's saying, you know, I know it's us, you know,
it's just, for me, it's Dave's laugh. Like I'll be sitting there cutting audio or the clip will come up and I'll be at home. My family gives me so much shit. They're like, oh, you're hilarious. I was like, I'm laughing at Dave's laugh. Like once Dave starts laughing, and I hear you fucking start laughing. And
it's
then
contagious.
It's contagious. And I start laughing. Like, oh, you just fucking love yourself over there. Like, I'm not laughing at me.
And you kind of feel like that, but it is funny, you know, like, the Prescott Bush.
Because I guess you had to be there.
Yeah.
I
was there. Right. It was funny. It brings back memory.
And it brings it back. It's a laughter show.
And they hate on you, so they're not going to laugh.
Right.
So,
of course.
They weren't there.
No.
Yeah.
They don't know.
No, I was glad that someone posted that. And because I was like, I didn't even remember what we were laughing at. I just remembered losing it until we had to stop recording because we couldn't even talk. Yeah. And I listened and it was,
all I remember is Senior Bush.
Yeah.
Senior Bush.
Yeah. Some Yule Bush.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was what actually made me snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't stop. Yeah.
There's some good ones.
But I think I was the first one to snap, if I remember right.
Well, you made us fucking lose it. That's all it was.
Yeah. I remember my face hurting. There's been a few of those.
Yeah.
You said you're going to pee or something?
Yeah, I had you crying. I was going to pee a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did just pee a little bit.
Is that the only time we stopped it?
I think so. Yeah. The only time. Yeah.
Yeah, because we couldn't keep going.
Yeah. Just fucking lost.
Which now I regret that decision.
Should have kept going.
I wish we would have just let the 5 more minutes of us fucking howling.
I peed myself. Yeah. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So,
but that was a good one. So speaking of good ones, should we revisit some episodes?
If you want to try that, we can try that.
We need someone to be able to look up the episodes.
You got your ninja iPad.
So I will bring up the random number generator. I'm just going to go to 350.
Also, if this is your first time listening, we're fucking off right now. This is just bonus.
Yeah. So 1 to 350. 289.
That's pretty fucking... it's recent, but it's not really, I guess. Fuck.
Kind of ish. Yeah, that's pre-Cosby.
It's a horror. Pre-Cosbian.
Pre-Cosbian, yeah.
What is it?
I'm not there yet.
We're getting there. So we will revisit the episode and share our thoughts and updates.
289. You said 289?
289, yes, sir.
Let's see here. What do we got?
I'm going to beat you to it.
John D. Rockefeller.
Ah, Rockefeller.
Sorry, I had to open everything up.
Oh, you know what? Someone sent us one that's supposed to be like the Rockefellers. Fuck. That's why you shouldn't send that shit to me in social media. If you're hearing this.
Yeah, like, I remember whoever that. Sent me that. I saw that.
Yeah,
saw
someone that. Sent that to us. Go put it in the fucking group because it sounded interesting, actually. It was a different family that were akin to the Rockefellers.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much do you remember?
Here was my takeaway of the Rockefellers, which pretty much frames the way I view the world now, is the Rockefellers were incredibly rich, still are, very, very wealthy family. They were instrumental in the construction of many things in America. Like they were the owners who saw shit happening, but at the end of the day, they were only able to do what they did. And they were only in the position of power they were in New York. And they were only allowed to take the jobs that they were allowed to take by the fucking family.
It was self-perpetuating evil. Like,
they weren't even evil, though.
No, it was from the Rothschilds.
That was from the Rothschilds.
No. I'm saying they allowed the Rockefellers to do, like,
the Rothschilds allowed.
So it's like the pillars of wealth in America were allowed to do what they did by
the Rockefellers were an oil family, and the Rothschilds knew, like, these things needed to happen.
Right.
And
we needed to put someone in place.
I agree. Like, yeah.
We'll use the Rockefellers.
I was thinking too, like, with the Rockefellers
and in their position, are you going to say no?
No.
Mm-mm.
Right. And I was thinking before we went into the episode too, like, that there was going to be some conspiracy that, you know, you think about these families, you know, like the Rothschilds, and you kind of lump them all into one thing, you know? But
that's why I
really
say
wasn't.
Times,
it was just, they were just a fucking hardworking.
It's just economics. You know? It's each individual person making the decision that's best for them in that particular scenario. And that cumulatively adds up to holy shit, they run it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they're like, they're just, you're not going to not do the deal if you're going to profit from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless there's super morals involved and that really hits somebody.
But you're not at that,
like,
level of business
kids.
If there's morals involved.
You're probably not. You don't even know who's fucking dying and sleeping in a fucking 10 people to a shack and sweating on fucking labor. You know, so you make those decisions. It's the real estate crash happened that way. A lot of things happen that way. That's why I always say, like, the Bilderberg thing. I don't know that there's 12 people at a table twisting their mustache for evil. They're making the best financial decisions based off
for their life
and for what they see as the whole.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and together those things add up to make Captain fuck everybody else.
What's Bill Gates worth? $140 billion or whatever? Is it something like that?
It always changes.
What's the general, like, $140 billion, right? Like, I'm somewhere around there.
Is that right?
Is it right?
Bill Gates' net worth is, survey says, $101.7 billion.
Okay, well, this guy was worth $350 billion in today's dollars.
Yeah.
Damn.
So fuck Bill Gates.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty crazy to fuck Bill Gates. Yeah.
But again, the part
I'd hit it.
Shit on Bill Gates.
Right. But the part that fucks me up is that he was told he could.
Yeah, yeah.
By the Rothschilds.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much fucking money do they have?
Well, I mean, they own the banking systems. Yeah, we're paying them in the IRS.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Reserves and fucking all the rest of it.
Yeah. And that's just crazy. The U.S. That's not including what they have going on overseas and everywhere else. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you talk about conspiracy. I think that's one that's believable, you mm-hmm. know, so.
It's kind of weird. When you look up richest man in the world, it just gives you a list of like Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg.
I think it's because it Jeff always Bezos. Fluctuates.
Changes. I'm surprised
Zuckerberg's on there.
Yeah.
There's all right, next one. 72 next billion, one. Man. Next oh, here one. You go. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, 161
yeah,
billion.
Yeah, he's always the boss. Climbing.
God damn.
He's climbing. The boss right now. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, killing it.
Shit.
Yep, shit on you, Bill Gates.
He's getting a divorce right now, though.
Yeah.
So.
Well, fuck yeah. He's fucked. His wife was fucking everybody, probably.
Well, he was apparently. Allegedly.
Of course. Yeah, but so was she. Yeah. Come on. Yeah,
well, come on.
Come on.
193.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Reptilians.
Ah, reptilians.
Oh, fucking icky.
My, yeah, David Icky.
Do we cover him?
Yeah.
We did, yeah.
Did we do him as a topic, or was it just with the
because
reptilians?
Of that? I think we did do him.
And is he worth the topic?
I don't remember doing Icky.
I don't. No, we did.
Did we?
We did.
Okay.
I believe we did.
That up.
I believe we did.
My crazy... Who knows? Are there aliens among us? No. You know, are there crazy things living like subterranean below us? Is it possible? Fuck yeah. It takes like 45 minutes to fall through the earth. Like, who knows what's under there? There's fucking crazy caves. We find all kinds of crazy stuff. There could be some species that lives down there. Do I think that it's some intelligent, super sentient?
Are they the president of the
technology?
United States, though?
Yeah.
Like, that's the. Are they the Rothschilds?
Yeah, are they out here, like, Justin Bieber they, double blinking yeah. with their sand lid? Like, whatever the fuck's happening? You know?
No. Is it Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne? Are they reptilians? No.
I don't think that's happening. Like, then the fucking super like simulation thing comes in where it's like, fucking who
could
fucking
be.
Knows what weirdness we
yeah,
don't
but it
know.
Doesn't just because you believe in simulation theory or simulation theory could be possible doesn't mean that that's happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just because it can happen doesn't mean it is happening.
We did do David Icky on 193.
We did. Right I think I remember because it was...
Followed it up.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't... I'm going to say I don't believe in that. But I think there's a possibility there's something fucking...
Anything is possible with God and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That's the other thing. Between simulation and Jesus, yes, there are reptilians. Their powers combined.
Jesus was a reptilian.
They're David Icky. He's a reptilian Jesus.
I'm just confused by the black Illuminati reptilians. That's just such a strange phenomenon.
The Jay-Z and the
I think they run
Beyonce
with it and they start throwing
that's
up
that's some
symbols.
White scare like
so
bullshit.
Weird.
That's like some white people like, fucking look at these black reptilians. Yeah. Like they're all the black people.
The only reason they're so rich is they're reptilians.
Yeah, that's kind of like kind of what I get from it. Like there was no like, you know, Obama's a reptilian, Michelle Obama's a reptilian, Jay-Z's a reptilian.
Well, Obama is a reptilian.
You're true.
Yeah.
That's been proven.
I mean, if a motherfucker on Earth is a reptilian, it's Obama.
I wish you could believe videos on the internet because there are some weird ass videos of like some creepy ass fucking dude that looks like the guys from Fringe with a shaved head mm-hmm. that's super reptilian out.
Observers.
That's by Obama yeah, during something and he turns his head and shit. And you're like, is that the real video undoctored? It's the only one you find anymore.
You can't believe
you don't find one versus
no,
that.
Like,
I know.
Yeah.
But you know, the reason I think that is there's some Indian tribes that have like petroglyphs and stuff. And they say that their whole history is that the ant people saved them and like took them below ground.
Yeah.
They call them the ant people. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not really reptilian. That's more insect.
When you're smoking that peyote, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
You got that fucking, you got that ayahuasca flower.
Yeah.
You know, and you're taking that in. Anything is possible with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you.
Get a towel.
Okay. Next topic, 88.
Oh.
Ooh, that's way back.
Oh, my.
It's going to be Columbus or some shit.
No, Columbus is.
Columbus is later than that, 88. I think.
Oh, man. It's not even popping up on here.
Oh, it won't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have to find it on the website.
No, I'm on the website.
Oh.
Go to the website, sir. All right. 88. Still not coming up here. Wow.
It's Korea, North Korea.
Is it?
I just use the Google. I just Google it every time.
Ah.
Yeah.
North Korea. So.
I remember the rumors that they said that we were forced to eat snow and that they gave us tents and rifles or something. Remember that? That's what he tells his people.
Right.
That we're in such poverty that they have to help and support us.
That's kind of true though.
Such a trip though. Like,
and I don't remember if I talked about it on the show or not, but I do recommend that everybody Google
One of your worst, one of your worst cover arts, by the way, Brent.
Oh, I know.
What is it?
The North Korea cover art.
Yeah. No, I look at a bunch of those. I'm like, oh God. But even now,
I recommend Googling North Korea anti-American propaganda posters.
Sweet. We need some.
Fucking.
Why do we
gorgeous.
Not have any?
I don't know.
Is it just?
Why do we not have German anti-America?
It's posters? Just like the characterization of
it's drooling blonde children
of the white blonde cruel
I think
soldier who bayonets babies yeah. and like all the it's
oh that's the
fantastic.
Americans eat babies thing huh?
Yeah all that yeah. stuff all it's
I think the one thing I took away from this episode was the giant loudspeaker that South Korea has that plays the yeah. fucking music like
yeah. they play Belle Biv DeVoe
yeah.
Oh, you know what's kind of funny? I was just at the fucking at the hockey game, right? You know the chuck-a-puck, right? How you throw the chuck-a-puck? If you make it in the helmet, the grand prize is $100. Second prize, Belle Biv DeVoe tickets. I was like, their second prize? How is that not the main prize? Like,
yeah, no shit.
They're second to $100. If you throw a fucking foam puck from the tops of fucking heaven of the stadium and make it inside a helmet.
That was Boys to Men.
Yeah, the second. Fuck, you were doing Boys to Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, they're second place to $100. That's
that girl
how
is
far
a
have
poison.
You fallen? That's some poison, bro.
Yeah.
Can't get it out of my head. Dun,
dun, dun, I remember being like really freaked out by the fact that North Korea would have the reporters come in
ABC,
to completely
BBD.
Empty hotels. That were like staffed and
yeah.
like food was served for a feast. And it was just this one reporter in a room and the hotel was completely empty. And if they like snuck a look at other floors, they were all incomplete.
If you got close to the grocery store, there were like just wallpaper that looked like oranges and yeah. produce and shit
yeah.
just on cardboard stand-ups.
Like just to fucking convince you otherwise, like
fucking famine and
the interview. Yeah.
The crazier one was I saw they did cataract surgery for a huge amount of people over a 2-day period. They did like 800 cataract surgeries. And they all fucking thank the great leader, not the fucking doctor that just cured their blindness.
Right.
Or no, because yeah. the leader made it happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He might have said, okay, yes, you can come here and save my fucking sad people.
Right.
He allowed them to no longer be in misery.
Yeah, Kim come un me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unami.
I like that a lot. Okay. Should we do one more?
One more.
315, much more recent. Post-Cosby.
Post-Cosby. You sure? It might be Cosby.
No, it's post-Cosby.
Jack the Ripper. That's still a long time ago.
Was a fucking long time ago.
The White Wolf of Chicago. I think we tied together H.H. Holmes, Jack the Ripper.
And then the, what was the other one?
The guy from Texas or whatever. Yeah.
What do they call the call girl?
Oh, yeah. The call girl annihilator. Yeah.
I think I blocked a lot of these out. When it gets gory, I just like fucking compartmentalize it.
Fucking annihilated him.
Wow. Yeah.
And then we covered that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Because we ran into it on Jack the Ripper, mm-hmm. I think. We saw that connection. We were like, well, fuck. How is that not a show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about Jack the Ripper. The whole thing.
Female, male. I honestly think it, right? I think it was.
There was just new DNA.
There was a DNA
something.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not that up on it. The true crimers will know.
They're freaking out right now. They're like, you guys should know this shit. And like, nope. Because when we do it, we're done with it.
Yeah, episodes. Done.
Yeah. Like, you can't start studying new episodes or moving on to new shit. And every week, like, it just doesn't happen. I'm glad you guys are excited about it.
I know that I've always been underwhelmed by Jack the Ripper.
Me too.
Like, as a kid, it was like, oh, Jack the Ripper. Like, it was a boogeyman kind of terrifying thing. And then once you start looking at serial killers, it's kind of,
child's play.
I mean, I guess he's
child's play.
I guess it's like he's like an early rapper.
You know,
their technique isn't that good, but you got to give them credit for like,
yeah, they started the shit. Yeah. They started the shit. Yeah.
Curtis Blow comes out. Curtis Blow can't hang with Eminem.
No.
But Eminem wouldn't exist.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Blow,
yeah.
So.
They're not all that.
Yeah, great. Exactly.
So if we're being honest,
if we're being electricians,
not really great.
Yeah. We've got, you know, but they're important. They're still fun to listen to, like, et cetera. So I think that's the category Jack the Ripper. So Jack the Ripper is Curtis Blow. I just solved it.
I read so much clickbait right now and they never let me know and tell me. You got to like buy the novel. I tried. Tried to catch up, see if I could do it.
That's
fucking bullshit. I hate those things. Keep reading, continue reading. And you're like, the verbiage, the fucking pile of words that you just used that got us nowhere. That's a talent.
Right.
To write those fucking clickbait articles. Like,
We do it every week.
We do. man, I don't feel good. I'm definitely not going to the gym in the morning.
Nah, you
should go to the gym in the morning.
I'm going to go do my bench press, shit on the bench, or throw up one or two.
And I do have to say, apropos of nothing, that I'm very excited because I saw the trailer for the Deadwood movie that's coming out on HBO.
That should be good.
That looks really good.
I want to watch that new Zac Efron movie everyone's talking about. Ted Bundy? No, Ted Bundy.
Oh.
The evil, vile.
Oh, you mean Baywatch.
Subterranean. And Baywatch is a good movie.
Is it?
You haven't seen it?
No.
Dude.
I know you talked about they're funny and they make jokes.
It's fucking funny. It's funny. You should watch it. It's stupid, but it's funny. It's not even scary. You should watch it.
I'm not scared. Mm. Stupid abs. Jealous.
And the rocks in it.
Put keel oil on those babies. Yeah.
It's funny.
So where's the Hoff?
He's in it.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Now I'll watch it.
You're ready
He's
to
on
go.
A German
He's
singing
in it.
Tour.
Yeah. He is
if Hoff
in
wasn't
it.
In it, then I have no
He's in
interest.
It. No.
Okay. I'm watching 2:11 tonight,
be?
Though.
So is Pamela Anderson.
Like, I don't even care to what capacity. I don't care if he plays himself. I don't care.
It's
I just
like
need
a,
to know he's
it's
in
like
it.
A, he's not in it for long, but right. long enough. He's garbage, but I mean.
He was to me, the ultimate icing thought, on the cake of Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah. And then I was wondering how he could be.
Can't remember it.
How he could be a judge on like America's Got Talent, or I think he was an early judge. And I was like, this motherfucker, no talent motherfucker. Yeah.
Unless you're in Germany.
Unless you're in Germany, but they're bad actors there.
I can't name any.
You're not watching the same Scheisse videos.
What music, what actors, like what has come out of Germany besides killing fucking Jews?
Nina, been 99 Left Balloons. Fucking fantastic. One of the greatest songs ever recorded.
No. Yes. Like Du Hast. Fucking.
Du Hast was dope.
Garbage.
I'm
it's
too sexy.
Horrible.
Rammstein.
Rammstein was great. Horrible.
Jewish
Stop
gold.
It. Stop it. You guys are brainwashed. You guys are
Apple
Jewish, Jewish gold.
A nice hot serving of Apple Hasselhoff.
Apple Hasselhoff. All right.
Chihuahua.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, you can echo.
Oh, you can echo.
All right.
Mer.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Am I ending? Or
I think so, yeah.
No.
All right. Don't be a retard.
All right. I'm going to go sit in the dark.
Turn it off, Ernie?
Yeah, it was already off.
Ah.
And my generation is full of lean sipping, blunt twisting, pill popping, simple minded, bandwagon hopping, dumb niggas. I smoke too, I ain't trying to surround and judge niggas. Just be productive, you wasting time just because. Let me guess, wait, you think positive rap is boring? You rather hear about niggas pimping and whipping foreigns? You rather hear about niggas killing and flipping chickens? I guess the negative is more appealing if I'm being real, but can't help but ask myself what's up with today. Bunch of young, dumb, stupid niggas stuck in their ways. I get the feeling like I'm falling out of the loop. It's hard to make pointless music when you got something to say. I mean, like, shit, I really put my heart on display. Let you peek at my soul, dreams of reaching my goals. But these days, my luck is at an all-time low. Is this even what I want anymore? I don't know, cause I always been a misfit. LV outcast on the outlast statistics. Out to get Mr. Benjamins, ain't worried about no mistress. These women is a headache, they gon' only intense stress. I swear, man, these hoes is too often the same. They never want gold, it's knocking niggas off of their game. These goofy bitches could never reserve a spot on my mind. Getting out of this hellhole's the only thought on my brain, cause nigga ain't no love in the heart of the city. Crabs in a barrel, niggas fighting over pennies. Ain't nobody thinking clearly cause they hypnotized with envy. This shit gets draining, I'm running on empty. I'm locked and loaded, motherfucker, don't tempt me. Just tell your favorite rapper, run along quickly, cause they just in the way if they ain't with nor against me. They claim to want it more, but really I ain't convinced. Cause ever since elementary, music's been all I got. Couldn't kick it with the gangsters, didn't fit in with the jocks. Even nerds probably would've told a nigga kick rocks. Hip hop underdog, waiting on my big shot, cause I always been a misfit. LV outcast trying to outlast statistics. The way I paint pictures, you can say I'm artistically gifted. But being authentic in my city never meant shit. And niggas, they so quick to help you invest in this business. Not a single hand of support was ever lended. So tell me who I owe if this shit should ever blow. When I did it on my own, Lord's my witness. And nigga, I've been fucked over like over a million times. The city got a nigga more bitter than lemon lime. But still I stay in tip-top shape, I'm feeling fine. I see you motherfuckers at the finish line.